everybody, and welcome back to the Lore of Legends podcast. My name's Alex, and I'm here every week with Ben. Ben, how are we doing?
I'm great. I love being here.
It's good. Now, why did that make it sound like you had a gun to your head? I'm great. Smile. I love being here.
Blink, blink.
Yeah, blink, blink. Blinks twice to let people know that I'm definitely not being held against my will.
Help me, but through my teeth. Help me.
Yeah. Help me, please.
Yep.
I'm gonna die.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, definitely not against your will. You're here because you love lore.
Yeah.
And League of Legends.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's just great.
I love League of Legends.
I love League of Legends. Yeah, basically.
It's an old
Did we talk about... I just thought about it because it made me sad. Did we talk about the fact that they're not doing a spring finals this year?
They're not doing a road show.
Like a road show? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it. I talked to Caitlin and wondered... I was like, maybe we can get tickets for that. Maybe we'll just go, but I don't know.
Okay.
It's in,
well, if you guys decide to
LA.
Do it...
But
well, maybe we can price it out. Because I was like, oh, would it be kind of fun to do like a not a huge weekend, but maybe like a small weekend there where like we could do Disneyland, and then like we do LCS, like you do a couple of the like LA shit. Because like we've already done LA once, like I don't need to go see the Hollywood sign and
all
the
shit.
But would it be banging to like get some in and out, see the mouse? Like fuck yeah, like it'd be kind of a cool weekend.
Yeah.
See some league.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I maybe we could price it out and see what's going on with it. You know, yeah. But yeah, it made me sad though. I was really excited to go to Manitoba, but
to Manitoba,
I guess it's still a possibility.
Yeah, right? for summer. Yeah,
woo-hoo. Maybe. Who knows? It could be. I can feel it.
I can feel it coming in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. It's perfect.
Yep.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see where they decide to do it for summer. But I'm not too hopeful that it's going to be somewhere cool. But maybe
it's got to be. Come on, if they're only doing one,
I feel like
they've got to go all out. One,
it's got to be crazy. Yeah.
No, they're gonna cheap out on that too. But we'll see.
Maybe. I mean, if they do, I just like, what's the point of doing the roadshow? Period. You know.
Yeah. I know, I get you.
Because, like, it just feels so, like, stupid that they're like, oh, the, like, last year's turnout was so bad. But it was like, you guys are literally doing it at the worst time. Like, I understand that that's when, like, the league is, but you guys can't do it, like, on Easter weekend. And be like, what the hell, man? Nobody wanted to come see
in
league?
The
like,
South.
Shut up, dude. Yeah, like, dude,
in
shut
possibly
up.
Possibly
like,
the most religious part of the country.
Yeah, like, it's just weird, man. Like, stop. So, I don't know. I don't feel like it got a fair shake. Because every single time that we have gone to these events, there has been a lot of people there. Maybe not in Newark. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was pretty full. But maybe I'm wrong. But I thought it was full. I thought
also,
there were people there.
A lot of the times, these fucking events sell out. Like, the World Finals, that stadium was, like, probably 40% full. But that sold out instantly. It's all on fucking stupid third-party websites.
Yeah, they'll just all the bots get it, and they think they're going to make their money back for it. Now, I guess they do it, like, a certain extent. Like, they do get, you know, their money, or they wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, but it's kind of annoying. Like, I don't know how they combat, like, the bot problem, but at least they're like, all it matters is that they're selling tickets. It doesn't matter that it's full, right?
Yep.
Like, as long as they're all selling. And I don't know if Newark actually sold out or not, or, like, where they were with it, but,
I don't remember. But I will. I'm thinking about trying to get tickets for it. I don't know when the spring finals is going to be. I should probably just know that, huh?
I don't know. I don't think they said it. Maybe they did. I think it's Easter weekend.
There's no shot.
So I don't know if I'll actually even be able to get it off because it's just it's like,
going
to
be Sunday, March 31st.
Yeah. So it's literally it's on Easter.
Again?
Yeah. That is Easter, the 31st. Unless I'm stupid.
How do they make that mistake again?
That's what I'm saying. Well, but this time it's at the LCS office, right? So the home arena or whatever. So it doesn't really matter if nobody comes. But yeah, it's literally on Easter. So I think the only way that I make it to it is if... I guess we could do it. Like, I could fly out. It would have to be I fly out that Sunday. Because, like, we're closed on Easter. but I probably will have to work the Saturday. At least I'm assuming. Oh, I guess I could fly out Saturday night, right? And then you're there on Easter. I don't know. We could figure it out. Maybe we'll see.
That's so crazy. I could get that weekend off, but like, that's crazy to me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they don't want money. It's like they don't want people to go and enjoy it. Like, dude, what are you doing?
What?
It's like, are you stupid? It's not a good idea.
It's just so crazy to me. Yeah. I mean, like, I guess they only have... Okay, so, like, if they're only trying to sell 300 tickets, they'll sell the 300 tickets, but, like, if we're so worried about viewership, why are we intentionally shooting ourselves in the foot?
By making our season final on Easter. I think in their brains, they're like, well, everyone's off. And I was like, dude, nobody's able to just sit home and watch it. I mean, like, there are people who can. Like, it's disingenuous to say nobody. Mean. But it's like... There are a lot of people who go and do things on Easter.
Yep.
It's like the same thing if you're like, well, it's Christmas, you know, nobody's working. It's like, shut the fuck up. It's like, are you dumb? So, I don't know. I think it's just silly. But I guess we haven't learned from our mistakes. But yeah, if they're trying to sell a 300 cap room, like it's going to be pretty easy to sell it out. Yeah, like it won't be hard. Yeah. It'll sell out instantaneously. I think there's a good shot that we don't even get tickets for it. So, you know, who knows? But... I think it would be cool. Yeah, and like I've never been to the LCS studio before. They said they're still going to try to make it a very memorable experience. I just don't know how you do it with 300 people. Like how do you make that experience when you go from you and it sucks for the players, you know? You're so used to like playing in stadiums and like that's the pinnacle. It's like you get there and like, you know, you get to play in front of all these people and the stage is shaking and all that stuff and now you're just playing it's just normal, you know, Saturday at the studio.
Yep.
So, it's just, I don't know, feels a little... And I know they're trying to cut costs, and they're trying to make it more profitable and all that stuff. I get it. I just don't... I feel like if the event is ran better, or if they put more, you know, they put more care into it, they should be able to make money from the event. Because, like, Newark was the most enjoyable league event I'd been to in a long time. I mean, Detroit was good, so that one was fine. But I think Newark was way better than Chicago was. And then we didn't do the Carolina one, but...
Yeah.
I think that was in between, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought it was good. I mean, like, I liked it a lot. I think the fan experience was one of the best ones, if not the best one they had. I loved the little passport thing. It was so fun.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. I wish they were a little more, like, I don't know, honest with, like, what the prize was that you would win. From from doing all this passport shit, because I thought for sure it was going to be just like some piece of garbage. But once I found out it was like a piece of merch, like, oh, it's a free shirt. Like, it's a shirt I would organically just buy. Like, oh, this is great. Like, I love this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because it initially felt like it was a waste of time. But once I found out it was actually something that you would actually want to purchase, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Never mind. It's actually kind of sick. Because I told everybody all weekend it was going to be a like $5 or a free shipping coupon or something off the Riot Games store. Or just something absolutely stupid. But yeah. But it was cool. I like it. I still rock my LCS, you know, little shirt. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Cool.
Yeah, so that sucks. It'll be fine. We'll go to the summer one. You know, it's cool. We'll have fun. If we don't do I guess we could do both, but if we definitely don't do spring. We'll do summer, wherever it's at. Manitoba. That's my... I'm campaigning for them. Bring it back to Canada. So, probably not, but...
Probably not.
No. But maybe. I think it'd be fun. But maybe. It's not a 100% no.
That's true.
So, we have that going for us. Yeah, but who knows? Okay, anything else we got to chat about? Other than LCS being really weird.
What do you mean?
Other than that. Just teams losing that should be winning and teams winning that should be losing. I don't know what's going on. It just feels like it's...
It's got some parity.
Yeah, it does feel, even though they've said it about 100,000 times in the broadcast, it does feel very wide open.
Yep.
So.
I don't know. This is a fun LCS viewing experience, though.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time with this.
Well, it doesn't matter what, like, you could tune into every match, and every match is like...
Who could possibly win this?
It's a coin flip, like, it's just 50-50, it's so weird, it just doesn't feel like some of these teams should, like... I don't know, I love NRG, but, like, why are we losing every game? What's going on? We just look like we don't know how to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't know, so...
But I'm glad we have a two-week break now.
Yeah, kind of sad.
Yeah, it's suboptimal. But.
I will say though the small little like tweaks and stuff that they've made to like the broadcast and everything, I actually kind of like them. I like that it's faster. I like the little Twitch chat stuff, even though it's not like super impactful, but I like it a lot. But I watched like a Richard Lewis video, which I should already know it's bad news, but I did it anyway, about his like thoughts on how he feels like the new LCS like is going and like how it goes, and all it was him just like absolutely dumping on it for like 25 minutes. But he was like, how stupid of an idea is it to have Twitch chat vote on the person who's doing the interview, like who should be interviewed? It's like they're just gonna pick somebody who doesn't know how to speak English, so the interview's all fucked up, or they're gonna pick somebody who is like losing or like got absolutely like griefed, like there's no way that, you know, just because they're in a bad mood. And it's like literally on the first broadcast it was like they intentionally pick people. So, like, Twitch chat gets to pick from three people. They don't just get, like, free reign on anybody they want from either team.
Yeah.
So it was, like...
It's a winning team, and then you get to pick one of those three people.
Yeah. So it's, like, and it's, you know... And they're picking people who, like, either are going to be good to interview or people who know English, right? They're not, like, intentionally just picking people who are, like... They're going to have no idea what's going on. Like, it just... I don't know.
Yeah.
Ever since I watched that, I was kind of like, what the hell? Like, are we just haters? Because, like, a lot of the stuff I actually think has gone pretty well.
Yeah, no. I mean, there was the insanity Sion mid where it's like, I don't know why you guys picked to interview me. I played Sion.
Yeah.
Which I get, but, well, like, maybe they to hear from insanity.
Yeah, they want to hear from insanity, and they probably want to hear what the hell is going on with Sion mid. It's weird. It's not like it's a bad interview. I mean, like... It's weird, man. You know? It's not like it's this, like, the dude's acting like he's playing Orianna mid, and he's like, why would you want to interview me? It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you know? Like, that's kind of funky. So, yeah, but I agree. Yeah, like, everybody's probably not, like, super jazzed on it, like, every single time. You know? That, like, this is what we're doing for the interview. But still, like, it's fun. I like having a little bit of interaction, a little bit of, you know, say in what's going on. So.
Yeah, it's probably good for the broadcast.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fun. It was weird seeing Mark in a Kia ad. That was really weird.
Yeah. Have you not seen that ad?
No, I didn't. That was the first time I saw it. It was really funky seeing him in there. So,
got to stay in your lane. Keep your vision up at all times.
Keep your vision up. Yeah, yeah. No. You are not taking my Kia. Fudge is so funny. I like that guy. So, yeah, it was a good ad, I think, overall. So.
No, all right, I've actually been really up on LCS. I can't believe the viewership hasn't increased a little bit. But I think it's like stabilized a little, maybe. But
yeah, I don't actually know anything about the viewership at all. If it's been better or worse. I don't know. I would definitely see a world where it was better. Because I think it was really cool. A lot of the stuff's fun. I think the quick turnaround times in between is really cool. I like the little pre-recorded, like, pre-recording the champ select or whatever is a good idea.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the cutting the time in between games down to 7 minutes is insane.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
You just churn through it. Yeah, because that's like by far like ever, I mean, like, I would assume people's biggest complaint about, you know, what's going on with it is just there's too much stuff in between. So yeah, it's way better. But I like it. Unfortunate, we have a break, but that's okay. We're chilling. Okay, today we're going back through and we're going to do Kane today. Kane. Shada Kane.
Shada. Yeah.
That's his first name. You like that? I have the lore pulled up, so it's not, I don't actually, I didn't know that off the top of my head. It's kind of like Kata Jin, but I just know that one because I play Jin. I like Jin as a character, but...
Well... I'm looking at it, and it looks like the average viewers are about at the level as last summer.
Oh, okay.
So that seems pretty good. And the puke viewership is higher than last summer.
That's really good. Yeah, I would agree.
But it's not like insanely higher. I don't know.
No, and I mean, I guess they switched to the weekend, right? So that should help out a little bit too. But I do. But there's also like there's less teams because like I think people liked Evil Geniuses, so it's kind of weird, you know, with them being gone. And then TSM, like there are people who like TSM.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little funky, but I do agree overall.
I mean, like it's still the best bad, team. But at least it's stabilized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, let's move on. Okay. To less depressing things. Cottage Inn.
Cottage Inn. The pizza. Okay. All right. Cane. We're doing cane. We're
not gin. What do you mean gin? No, not gin. Cane.
I have gin on the brain. Four. No, we're doing cane today. Reading through his lore, I remembered it as I was reading it. It's okay. Not the craziest lore in the world, but a fun one. I like all these Darkin champions. I think they're pretty cool. I think Nefiri was a little lame, not the best one, but I think Aatrox is really cool. I think Ben and I talked about it a little bit before the podcast, but listening through Kane's Rost form is the voice actor kind of goes absolutely crazy with it. Every voice sounds so sick, like every voice line. So it's pretty cool. And is there really like an objectively like better form? Like, if you're like, I feel like it's like 9 times out of 10 it's Rost, but there are niche situations where a Shadow Assassin is the correct.
If you ever have to hit a tank, Rost is better.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured, where it was like, if they're all squishy, you just do Shadow Assassin and you like go crazy, but like most of the time, Rost is better.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. So, yeah, so we'll go through his lore. I made Ben do the voice lines because I literally don't think I've ever even played Kane at all. I know really? What Kane does, but I don't think so. Maybe in ARAM?
I think I've played him maybe 5 times.
Oh, okay, well, I thought you'd be a little more well-versed.
No,
well,
no.
It's a complete disaster. Okay, well, that is 2.5 times the amount I've played it, so.
Yeah, probably.
Because I think it actually might even be 5 times, because I think I may have played him once. So, I don't know. Played against him a lot, though. I've died to Kane quite a few times. Very familiar with that.
I'm very familiar with the spin move, yeah. The W spin move one-shotting me.
Yep, W spin move one-shotting me into the sepia tone screen. Just the very gray. That's I'm very familiar with that.
Or getting knocked up and then getting him really low, and then he Qs and heals for all of his health back.
Yeah, or him walking into the wall, and then I can't chase him because I'm a normal character and not.
Yeah, because you can't walk through walls.
Yep, I can't walk through walls. Except now that I'm smoldered, now I can.
Yeah, now you can chase him through the walls. Damn straight.
But before I couldn't, but now.
And you have Jerry.
Yep, you could do Jerry too. That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, move aside, Kane. Everybody can do it now.
Yeah, walls are nothing to these champions.
Walls are nothing to these champions. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very cool. Okay, do you want to... we'll go through... I mean, I'm assuming people understand the general Darkin. Everybody's kind of the same, where it's a normal person, and they find this, like, imbued, like...
Weapon.
You know, weapon of some kind. Every weapon's a little different. Kane's is obviously his scythe, as we'll find out. And, yeah, you have, like, the little, you know, demon thingy inside, and it'll... You know, take over.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Just want to make sure people aren't like, "What the hell is a Darkin? Dark who?" So.
Dark.
I don't know about Darkin. I don't know about Aatrox. I guess I can look really fast. What region Aatrox says he belongs to? Looks like it's just Runeterra as a whole. I think Varus might be in the same boat, but Kane says that he is a part of Ionia. As we'll go through the story, we'll kind of see. Let's see. Oh, Varus says Ionia also. Okay, so I don't know if this is like the thing, but we'll kind of go through Kane having like ties into the Shadow Order with Zed. So yeah, pretty cool. All right, let's go through it. Noxian by birth, Shada Kane, and others like him were conscripted as child soldiers, a cruel practice employed by only the most devious commanders in Brom Darkwell's army empire. Following the disastrous battle at the Placidium of Navori, the invasion was deliberately reformulated into a protracted war of attrition. Ionian compassion was a weakness to be exploited. Their warriors would hesitate before striking down a supposed innocent. Thus, barely able to lift the blade he had been given, Kane's first day in battle was expected to be his last. Striking against the province of Baril, Noxian forces landed at the mouth of the Apul River. Kane and the others were reluctant vanguard, facing disorganized bands of locals defending their home from these returning invaders. While his young comrades were cut down or fled the battle, Kane showed no fear. He dropped his heavy sword and snatched up a fallen sickle, turning to face the shocked Ionians just as the Noxian regulars swept in for the flank. The carnage was staggering. Farmers, hunters, and even a handful of Astaya were all butchered without ceremony. 2 days later, after word had spread throughout the southern provinces, the Order of Shadow came upon the grisly scene. Their leader, Zed, knew this area had no tactical significance. This massacre was intended as a message, and Noxus showed no mercy. A flickering glint of steel caught his eye. A child of no more than 10 lay in the mud, leveling his broken sickle at the master assassin, bloody knuckled, straining white. The boy's eyes harbored a pain that belied his age, yet still burned with all the fury of a hardened warrior. This tenacity was not something that could be taught. Zed saw in this child, this abandoned Noxian survivor, a weapon that could be turned against those who had sent him here to die. The assassin held out his hand and welcomed Kane into the Order of Shadow. Acolytes traditionally spent years training with a single weapon of their choice, but Kane mastered them all. To him, they were mere tools, and he was the weapon. Armor he viewed as a cumbersome burden, instead cloaking himself in shadow and slaying his enemies with quickness and stealth. These swift executions instilled fear in the hearts of those fortunate enough to be spared. And as Kane's legend grew, so did his arrogance. He truly believed that one day his power would eclipse even that of Zed himself. His hubris led Kane to embrace his final test, to seek out a darkened weapon recently unearthed in Noxus and prevent it from being used against the weary defenders of Ionia. He accepted without hesitation, never questioning why he had been chosen for the task. Indeed, where other acolytes would have destroyed the living sickle known as Rost, Kane took it for himself. The corruption took hold the moment his fingers closed around the weapon, locking them both in a fateful struggle. Rost had long awaited the perfect host in order to rejoin its darkened brethren and lay waste to the world, but Kane would not easily be dominated. He returned to Ionia in triumph, convinced that Zed will name him the new leader of the Order of Shadow. Okay, so kind of interesting. Most darkened characters kind of get, like, taken over fully by the weapon. But Kane is like a Giga Chad, and he's able to
resist.
Resist the Darken.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool. I guess Varus is kind of in the same boat, though, no? He's like half like that, too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, he's like two people and a Darken. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. So, I guess, like, kind of yes, kind of no. But Kane's a little more resisty, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cool. I like the two Kane forms are kind of sick, especially with him being like a very much a like tactile super assassin guy. Kind of fun that he has this, you know, like alter ego, I guess. And like Rost feels a little more like less assassin-y and more just like a kind of like an Aatrox wannabe, a little more like brute force. So I think that's kind of like a fun where you could take like either path where it's almost like Shadow Assassin is more like. He's conquered Rost, and so it's, like, all assassin-y now. But it's cool. It's not, like, the craziest lore ever. Trying to take over the Order of Shadow is, like, I don't know. I don't know if Rost, if Kane would be stronger than Zed, but Zed feels pretty strong.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got the Darken now.
He do be having the Darken. And Zed just kind of feels like a ninja, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's just a ninja. Like this dude's not, like, you know. He's not super crazy.
Not a corrupted all-powerful being?
Yeah, not a corrupted all-powerful being.
Hmm.
So I feel... I mean, I guess, like, if you were to go full Rost form, maybe you'd beat him. I don't know if you'd beat him, like, as, like, normal Kane, but Kane seems pretty, like, empowered. And he seemed pretty good before. So he might actually just be fine, even if he doesn't go full like Rost mode. But
yeah,
you know, it's cool. It's very cool. Yeah, a good lore. I would like another Order of Shadow ninja person. Maybe we'll get one.
No.
Probably not. I mean, Smolder's pretty, like, non-consequential to the story.
Smolder's... you think Smolder will be the Order of Shadow?
Smolder? I don't think so. Would you trust Smolder with literally anything? I'm gonna say no.
Maybe his friend.
But...
what's his name?
I think it's all he's looking for. I don't remember...
Neither do I.
Smolder's friend. I feel like it's something with an M. I really want to say Melio, but I know that's not right.
What's the dealio?
What is the dealio with Melio? But I feel like Melio would be a really good friend to Smolder. You think or no?
Yeah.
He seems like that kind of dude.
The Fuemigos. I think they could. Yeah, I think they could be friends. Definitely.
Yeah, I think he'd be a cool guy. I feel like Melio would be a cool dude to hang out with. You know.
Oh yeah.
I tried to look up this guy's name and I can't find it now. Oh god.
Smolder?
No, I know who Smolder is. Marinos.
Marinos.
Marinos. Yeah. I knew it had an M in it. So it's good. You think I don't know who Smolder is? I love that guy. I love Smolder. Okay. Yeah, I think that'll wrap up the lore. There's not really too much with him. I could see a world where they do, I guess they did they did Nefiri, but I could see a world where maybe they do some more, like, assassin-y, shadowy, like, things with it.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. They seem kind of, like, pumping the brakes on the lore here so far in 2024. But I could be wrong. Because Smolderis is kind of, like, whatever.
What? Smolderis is whatever?
No, I mean, I love Smolder. I'm just saying he's not exactly, like... Smolder's not trying to resurrect his dead wife in water that he shouldn't be trying to resurrect his dead wife in. You know?
I guess you're right.
So, yeah. I don't think that's too... it's too far-fetched to be saying. So, yeah.
In a couple years, though, Smolder will be doing that.
Could you imagine?
Yep.
When he gets big. Maybe. Maybe we'll have Smolder's mom as a playable character.
Oh...
She's
just called mom.
She's just called mom. I just feel like Smolder's mom is like the Elder Dragon.
Maybe.
In my brain. I feel like she's like this absolute badass, like, super dragon. And Smolder's this little piece of shit. Like, he's just chilling. I love him, though. He's cool. He's really cool. I got the pass, and I got the skin with the chroma. And I'm going to be honest, I kind of like the OG skin just better, but... It's fun, still. But I love me some Smolder. I'd always play Smolder. He's cool. He's very cool. Okay, we'll go through some voice lines. As you guys know, Ben and I don't know nothing about this dude. So I'm sure there's some people who would appreciate Kane and Rost and Shadow Assassin a little bit more than us. But Ben's going to highlight some that he loves. There's no voice line that I love. The only thing that I will comment on it is that... they do have some scoring pentakill, which are always good, and I like those. They do have a couple shopping ones, which you know I love shopping. But other than that, I just really, really think the voice actor for Rost went kind of crazy. I think the sound is really good. It's, like, scary, deep, like, it just feels like a monster. So that's really cool. But other than that, like, there's not exactly, like, a voice line that I, like, that I'm like, wow, that's like Aatrox. Like, the Aatrox alt one will, like, be imprinted in my brain for as long as I exist, and that's with me never playing an Aatrox game. But Kane's not really, like, the only thing that I remember hearing is when he alts you, he does, like, the laugh. He's like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But because I get alted a lot by Kane. But other than that, I don't particularly remember anything about him. So
this is a laugh. Come on now. Okay. Well, the things that I like. I just like when they interact with each other. When they get... because they're, like... They're working together, but you can tell they don't really like each other. Like, you get some first moves here, where Rost says, "Cast off the yoke of Zed's order." And Kane responds with, "It is the order that will break you, Rost." So they're, like, fucking fighting each other still.
Yeah, because this is a unique Darkin character where most of them are not, like... two people in one.
Yeah.
It's almost like a kindred lamb and wolf duo, or I guess in like a, I guess in like a slightly more like detached version, but like a Felios 2 where you have like Elune, like talking, where it's like he doesn't really talk, but he grunts a little sometimes. Ugh. But it's very like lamb and wolf, like where it's two people playing off each other, but it's all like one character.
Yep.
And so you get a lot of Kane Rost like banter back and forth.
But all of them kind of enjoy each other or like work together. These two, they're like insulting each other as they play the game, which is fun.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I guess I don't really know, Ross seems pretty powerful. It sounds like he's either on par with Aatrox or more powerful than it, and then Kane has been training so long in the Order that he's got this kind of big head, so it's like having two huge personalities in like trying to coexist in the same little, you know, area. It's kind of difficult.
Yeah, that's fine. One of the moving ones I really like is, I have waited eons to bathe this realm in blood. And he goes, talk, he'll do nothing without me.
True.
Yep.
Very true. Large shock for somebody who's trapped inside of a scythe. So.
Attacking Aatrox. He's with you, I assume. Aatrox, we have history.
History. That's a good one. I like the champ-to-champ interactions. Those are good.
Champ-to-champ interaction? Yep. I need the... Where's the transforming ones? That's the one we need, man. And I've lost them.
Oh, the transforming ones?
Oh, here it is.
You got them? Okay.
Yeah. So, transforming into Rost. It's all Rost now. Goodbye, Kane. Reaping will commence now.
Oh, it's all Rost now, baby.
Oh, these legs will take some getting used to.
That's good. I like that.
Transforming into Shadow Assassin. I have snuffed out the Darken. Who dares stand against me? That's pretty good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody ever goes Shadow Assassin, so I like never see it.
In death, Rost now serves me.
Hell yeah. Okay, so it is like him conquering.
Yep.
Okay.
They kill each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like he either like Rost kills him and then Rost takes over, or like he kills Rost and he becomes the Shadow Assassin.
Yeah.
I just feel like we gotta have a better name than Shadow Assassin. It's fucking lame.
Shadow Assassin is lame, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It
sounds really edgy.
Yeah, when the other dude's name's Ross, like that's so sick, and you don't have like a new name because it's like you're not Kane anymore, man. Like you're half Darken, half human. Like it's not, or all Darken. I don't know, 25%, 75%. I don't know. There's a percentage, so I don't know. But I like that one. I think that one's pretty good too.
All right, now there's the scoring. The Pentacle ones are here too. You wanted mercy, not from me. Now, you would think that would be the Ross one, but no, that's the Kane one. Which is strange. Maybe this is why he's not transformed. And then Ross will say, where are the worthy?
Where are the worthy? Yeah.
Does he say something different if it's just Ross? Or is that the...
Let me see. He might, actually.
Yeah, he does. That's crazy. Bringer of death, taker of lives, Rost, if you're in a hurry. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like him that he's like, he almost feels like Draven.
Rost?
Like all the shit he says? Yeah.
Very confident, very cocky, yeah.
Yeah. It's like definitely a toned down version, because Draven's just so...
Yeah.
He's the dude. He's
out there, yeah.
He's the main character in every story. But, like, Rost isn't exactly like that, but he makes sure you know. So, yeah. But he's got different... I think he's got different ones for Shadow Assassin 2 for the scoring of Pentakill. I don't know what they are. They're probably lame. He says, and that is why I am the one. Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. They, too, will call me master. That'd be sick, though, after you kill everybody. Hell yeah. I love scoring a Pentakill ones. They're so good.
Yeah, they're fun.
Man. Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
They have a Pulp Fiction quote where Rost says, Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's dead.
I saw that. I liked that. That's I liked funny. It's I don't know if this is just on the Heartsteel skin. It looks like it is, but that Captain America quote where he said, "Tired? I could do this all day." I like that.
Yeah, it looks like it's just
Heartsteel, which is kind of weird though.
Yeah, kind of lame.
Yeah, a little lame. But it's all good. Okay, any other voice lines? I mean, they're not like incredibly crazy. You know, they're fine.
The recall one, where Ross says, "The weak run, stay and fight," and then he Kane says, "Did such foolishness lead to your imprisonment?"
True. Yeah, he talks a lot of shit for some dude who got trapped in a weapon. You can't be that cocky if you're, you know.
Yeah.
You've been living inside of a piece of metal for forever. So, I like that. Retreat, do not question me or my motives. I like that. It's good. I like it. It's fun having them like banter back and forth between each other.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, it's very cool. All right, I do not remember any of his skins, so I'm excited to go over them. I thought about it, other than KDA, or Heartsteel, yeah, because Heartsteel's so new. But other than that, I don't remember any of them. But it has been a little bit since we've talked about it, so there's a few new ones here. So that'll be kind of nice for us. First off, we have Soul Hunter Kane.
This is his release skin?
Yep, 1350.
And I still think it's bad.
Yeah, this shit ugly, man.
Yeah, it's not great. When you transform into Rost, you're just Green Rost.
Green Rost. Yeah. Literally, what about Shadow Assassin? Oh, Shadow Assassin's okay, I guess. Not great, but yeah, literally just Green Chroma. This is a really bad skin. This could be a skin for any character. It literally, there's nothing that makes it like cool. Like four can, like this is really bad. This is really, really bad. It's $13.50, but I just say save your money. This is an Odyssey Kane for $18.20. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Is this a good skin?
I don't like the Odyssey like theme, but it's okay, I guess. It's got pretty cool animations. They're like wild.
Oh okay.
I don't know, man. It fills your screen with a lot of shit when you're Shadow Assassin Kane.
Okay. I will say I do like the Shadow Assassin, like the way that it looks. I like the sickle thing. It's very like, I don't know. It's very like flowy, big, but it's cool. I think it's cool. I don't know if it's 1820 cool. I like the normal cane like scythe. It looks pretty good, or sickle, or I guess I don't really know the difference. Is this a scythe? I don't know. Is the sickle smaller? I don't know, man. I don't know anything about anything, but it's fine. Well, it's one of the two. It's like whatever the Grim Reaper has, so I think it's a scythe, but it looks a little one-handed, so I'm not sure. But it's an okay skin. 1820, I don't know. I don't know. Not sure if I would get it. This is Nightbringer Kane up next. Back to a reasonable $13.50. Do we like this skin?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever... Oh, yeah, I've seen this skin before.
I like Rost. I don't know. Rost is like a rainbowy.
Yeah,
like,
he's like
flowy.
He's the Dawnbringer Rost, and that's the Nightbringer cool. is the Shadow Assassin, which feels kind of reversed. You know what I mean?
You think which they did that? Cool. They probably did it on purpose.
Yeah, 100% they did that on purpose. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But it's okay. It just feels like Shadow Assassin to me always feels like a diet version of Kane, which it is though. So I guess I'm complaining for nothing because it literally is. But the Rost version always looks better.
Yeah. There's also more you can do with the Rust version, so.
Yeah. Because the other one is just literally Kane, but a little more buff or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Snow Moon Kane. This dude does not have a lot of good skins. I've never heard of this skin either. This came out June of 22. So, I mean, it's been, you know, 2 years, year and a half. So,
you know, for I've never seen this a skin. Blood Moon skin, though, this one's not bad. I know it's Snow Moon, but, like, if you go to Rost, that is a Blood Moon skin.
Yeah, that's a Blood Moon skin. So. And most people will be using the Rost form, so I feel like that's, like, a more fair, like, judge. Because you'll very, like, seldomly do the Shadow Assassin. But I think the Shadow Assassin doesn't look terrible. It's very, like, moon bright, like, teal snow color.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not terrible.
It's okay.
Yeah, let's see. Heartsteel. We do have our Prestige skin we missed. Do we want to do Nightbringer Prestige before we do Heartsteel? We probably should. Well, you know, prestige, you know, obviously. Now, I will say, everybody knows I'm a big white and gold guy, but it's fine. What I do like, though, in this is, like the yin and yang, like the one black, like, tattooed, like, sleeve, and the other, he's got, like, a bright white, almost, like, tattooed arm, so it's, like, very, like, polarizing in that way. I think that looks cool on, like, the OG, like, Kane one.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Ross version, I think it's cool. I just don't like Ross when he's like this. It's too bright. Yeah, very, yeah. Like, purpley, pink, rainbowy, like, it's a little too much going on.
Yeah.
But, do you see the Shadow Assassin?
Yeah.
That looks sick.
Yeah, it looks alright.
He's, like, all black skin, like, super duper dark black, and then, like, he's got these, like, white, like, almost, like, tattoos on him, like, marks. I think that's a cool look. You're never going Shadow Assassin ever, but I think that that is sick. It's cool. I think it's a nice mix of the two skins. So, it's good. All right, this is a skin I've never seen the model for, so I'm excited to see. This is Heartsteel Kane. Brand new, baby.
Is this also an 18-something?
Yep, this is going to be 18-20 as well.
Yeah, because I saw him crouching in the model viewer, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
What is going on? Yeah.
His scythe is pretty sick, though.
It's so sick. I love this, like, graffiti, fun, like, pop style. Like, I think that looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Ross looks okay. He's a little funky.
I don't know about this fucking mask we got on, though.
The mask is weird. Some, like, purge-looking shit. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah.
Have you ever seen, what is that killer's name? There's a Dead by Daylight killer called Legion?
Yeah.
It looks just like that. Oh,
yeah.
It
doesn't look exactly like that. Isn't he from something?
Who?
Legion?
No, I don't think
or
so.
Or is it?
I think
is
that's
it
a? I think that's original a DVD original.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, he does kind of look like that though. Yeah. Where he's got like the face mask. It looks very. Yeah. One of the. It looks very purgy. Like.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, but it's okay.
All right,
not terrible. I like the scythe though. Oh yeah, Shadow Assassin. I didn't even look at it.
Eh,
it's okay.
I like that you got the microphone in the handle. That's kind of funny, but
yeah, it's a nice touch. The scythe looks okay. I like the head of it. It looks like a more refined version of the original, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I don't like. I don't love it.
I like
the
original form the best.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I don't even really like this. I just like the scythe the best.
Yeah, I think that this guy has no good skins. For a character that I feel like is actually like pretty like.
Yeah, he has okay skins.
Popular. Yeah, they're all right. Like, would I like be mad like if I was playing any of these? Like, no. But it's also I don't know where you're getting off doing an 18-20 anything. I'm not paying that much for any of these skins.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare that I ever feel like I want to pay $18.20 for a skin nowadays, but especially not these ones.
Yep.
Because, like, I guess I did buy Heavenscale Smolder, but, I mean, it's Smolder, you know. But
that was not $18.20, was it?
No, it was $13.50, but even then, like, I don't even buy skins, period, anymore. You know what I mean? It's at that point where it's like, the skin has to be really good for me to buy it. If it's not an esports skin or, I don't know, because a lot of like the skin collections, I don't really love. Like, they're just not.
Yeah, the ones coming out now are not as good. Like, they've got Porcelain coming out, new Porcelain set, and like, the Aurelia one looks good. I think. The Aurelion Soul one is okay. MF... I hate... Because MF's guns are so fucking bulky.
Yeah.
I hate when they do shit like this. To where they make it even more bulky. It just looks stupid. It looks like she's got a big old pom-poms on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not.
Because we have. What are the new ones? Is it Lissandra?
No, Lissandra's an old one. You got Aurelia, Miss Fortune, Morgana, and Aurelion's Soul.
Ooh. Aurelion's
and Darius.
Darius, yeah.
And Graves.
Aesol looks so good.
No, the one that looks good is Kindred.
Let's see.
Scroll down to that shit.
Oh, yeah. Kindred looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really good. Oh, Prestige Porcelain Kindred. Yeah. Oh, when does that come out? Is that in this one?
Yeah.
No, it's in this pass?
Yeah, I think it's. I think it comes out next patch.
No shot. How do you get both of them?
You want them both? What's the other one?
Prestige Heavenscale Ezreal.
Ooh.
It's my boy. I can't not get it. It's my dude.
Let me put it this way. That's unlucky.
No.
That's like when they released Kyrie, Akali, and fucking True Damage Kiana in the same thing for me.
I guess I can wait for it to come up in the Mythic shop, but
yep.
That's so fucking lame. Because there's no way you get 4,000 tokens.
Right? I think you can if you just play League and you don't have a job.
Well, yeah, okay, dude. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're right.
I think if you like lived a league for the next 4 weeks, you might be able to do it. But I think it would be hard.
Yeah.
You might have to give Riot some extra money to boost yourself up there.
I feel like I would too.
Cuz yeah. I have gotten the Mythic skin and the 125 Mythic essence in one go before, but I needed to buy like 800 tokens or something like that, or 600 tokens.
How much is that? Is that a lot?
It's fucking a ton. Yeah.
That's so much.
But I needed the Mythic Essence at the same time to get another skin, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it's too much.
And then I caved.
I already fucked up because I already bought the Smolder
Border?
Whatever you call it, the Border, yeah.
Oh, yep. Big mistake.
Or the Chroma for the Heavenscale one.
Yeah, I don't buy anything in the shop until it's like the last thing. Or like I know this is the only thing I'm gonna want out of this, and it's almost always exclusively the Prestige skin.
Or yeah. The essence. Well, if I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I will definitely get more value out of Ezreal than I would Kindred.
Yep.
Kindred's kind of like a luxury Prestige skin for me.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like I'll just wait for it to come in the Mythic Essence like shop, I guess. But that's a good looking skin though. Holy shit. They're kind of going crazy. Because I don't even think Prestige Heavenscale Ezreal is that cool of a skin. But it's a free skin I can get in the past. And
yeah.
But if I don't do that, I can also probably get my Heavenscale Smolder Border. So
thank you. Good. Thanks, Gus.
Gus going crazy with the dog toy. Get it, Gus? Get it!
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's going nuts.
Okay, I think that'll just about wrap it up. I don't think we really have any anything else to chat about. Do we know what we're doing next time?
No.
Yeah, I also have no idea.
I can
look, though.
Yep, we could look. We could look.
And we can fine. Look. Yep, because I have no idea. But, because there's like another, I think there's like another few, like two that we have to do. Rengar Nasus? Oh, because we did Vi and Caitlyn, so we're good there. We could do Rengar Kha'Zix.
Sounds great.
Okay. Rengar or Kha'Zix. We will pick exactly one.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Okay, cool. All right, sweet. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, sweet. All right. All right, we love that. Cool. All right, cool. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's cool. Okay, everybody. Yeah, everybody enjoy your LCS hiatus. Everybody, you know, get rested and relaxed and refreshed to watch more League. Enjoy your token grinding. We'll give you a token update. I don't know if Ben's grinding for this one, but...
I don't know. If I get a lot of tokens, like enough to shoot for one of those... for the Kindred skin, I'll buy it, but I'm not buying the pass immediately. I think this is the first pass that I'm not going to buy in a long time. So
I'm going to have to convince Ben to solo queue all the time.
Yeah.
We're just grinding. That's all we're doing. The quest to Diamond continues, so we'll see.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We very much appreciate it. Follow us on the social media @LoreofLegendPod on Instagram and X. and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.